Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast about running, fitness, and all things health related. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I'll introduce a new episode that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 272 of Martha Runs the World. There's been a lot of talk recently about women's firsts in running, and there have been a lot of firsts. Just a couple weeks ago, Jasmine Paris was the first woman to finish the Barkley Marathons. That's an incredible feat and one we should all celebrate. Check out my episode on the Barkley Marathons recently for the history of that race. I don't talk about Jasmine because it was done before this year's race, but it shows how difficult that particular races and how really wonderful it is that a woman finally finished it. I mean, this year there are five finishers, so that in itself is amazing. But no one represents the heights of women's running as well as Greta Waitz. Her legacy shines brightly over all women runners and, well, runners in general. That's why I've decided to focus on her and talk about her in this week's episode. And stay tuned, because afterwards, I'll update you about my running this past week. Greta Waitz was born Greta Andersen in Oslo, Norway in 1953. She was a former marathon record holder and became known as Queen of the New York Marathon. I wanted to talk about her because I consider her one of my main running heroes and influences when I started running many years ago. She won 9 New York City marathons between 1978 and 88. That's 10 years. She won 9 of them in 10 years. And the highest number of victories in any big city marathon anywhere. No one has ever done that, even since then. No one. She won the silver medal in the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, just behind Joan Benoit Samuelson. This was the first time the Olympics held the women's marathon. Benoit Samuelson was also a huge influence on me at the time, and I can easily say that without them, I don't know if I would have even started running. Those two women, I wanted to run when I saw them run. I wanted to run when I saw them win. Obviously, I knew I wouldn't be as fast as they were, but I said to myself, if they can run, so can I. Waitz also won a gold medal in the 1983 World Championships in Helsinki, Finland, and was a 5-time winner of the World Cross Country Championships. And the only time she didn't win gold was in the Olympics. Waitz 4 times set a world record in the marathon, twice in the 3,000 meters, and she set world records at distances of the 8K kilometers, 10K, 15K, and 10 miles. She won 12 world major marathons, the most for any runner, anywhere, earning her a place in the Guinness Book of World Records. Her other marathon victories include winning the London Marathon in 1983 and 1986 and the Stockholm Marathon in 1988. Now, when she was little, when she was younger, she told her parents that she wanted to be a runner as a career, and they didn't understand how she would make a living at the sport. But she would prove to them and everyone else what an incredible runner she would become. In her teen years, Waitz won national junior titles in Norway in the 400 and 800 meters. At age 17, she set the European junior record for the 1500 meter with a time of 4 minutes and 17 seconds and won the bronze medal at the European Athletic Championships in this event in 1974. In 75, Waitz broke the 3000 meters world record, running 8.46.6 in Oslo. also in Oslo. A year later, she lowered this record with an 8.45.4 effort. Then in 1977, she won the gold medal over the distance at the inaugural IAAF World Cup in Athletics meet in Dusseldorf with a personal best of 8.43.5. 2 years later in Montreal, she won the silver medal and came to her all-time personal best of 8.31. That's 8 minutes and 31 seconds in Oslo. She ran the 1500 meter at the European Championships in Prague on September 3rd in 1978. The run was won by Gianna Romanova of the USSR in 3 minutes 59 seconds. Waits placed fifth with a career best 4 minutes 0.55. That's not 55 seconds, that's 55% of a second. It still stands as the Norwegian national record. It was in 1978 that Waits' association with the New York City Marathon began. She was invited to run there by race co-founder and director Fred LeBeau. And in her first appearance, she not only won, but took a full 2 minutes off the women's course record. On October 22nd in 1978, she finished in 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 30 seconds, more than 9 minutes ahead of Marty Cooksey's 2 hours, 41 minutes, and 49 seconds. It was then that she and LeBeau became lifelong friends as well. According to the Association of Road Racing Statisticians, ARRS, Waits had a 28-race winning streak from the 22nd of September in 1979 with a win in a 10-mile road race in Lynchburg in the U.S. until June 8, 1981, with her win in a 3,000-meter track race in Basel, Switzerland. I don't know of any other female runner or male runner, for that matter, who has done it since Waits. If you do, let me know, because I searched and searched for someone else doing it, and no one has surpassed her record. I honestly don't know why she isn't celebrated more, because she probably is one of the top, if not the top, women runner of all time in longer distances. She just is so incredible with her running. And I'll talk about that a little bit after I give more facts. I know I need to give the facts out just to show you how incredible she was. Waits went on to win the race 9 times, the New York Marathon, 9 times, and broke the course record 3 years in a row. In 1979, she won the New York Marathon in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 33 seconds. Jillian Adams was the runner-up in 2 hours, 38 minutes, and 33 seconds. Her winning time in 1980 edition was 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 41 seconds. Patty Lyons Catalano placed second with 2 hours, 29 minutes, and 33 seconds. In 1983, she set the world record to 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 29 seconds, which she ran in London. Besides her marathon victories in New York and at the 1983 World Championships in Helsinki, Waits also won the London Marathon in 83 and 86. The latter is her personal best of 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 54 seconds, as well as the Stockton Marathon in 1988, which was just a few minutes slower at 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 24 seconds, which as of 2022 is still the Stockholm, and I meant Stockholm, not Stockton, obviously, sorry, Stockholm course record for women. Obviously, she never runs Stockton. Sorry, my bad. Waits enjoyed much success on the road and non-marathon distances as well, including a win at the Falmouth Road Race in 1980, 4 victories at the prestigious 10K Peachtree Road Race in Atlanta, 5 wins at the Legs Mini Marathon in New York, and world road records at 8Ks for 25 minutes and 3 seconds, twice in the 10K, the first in 79 for 31 minutes and 16 seconds, and the second at 30 minutes and 59 seconds, 15K for 48 minutes and 1 second, and 10-mile distances. I don't have the exact number or the exact time of her 10-mile distance. I know there's a book about a whole different group of people actually grew up running called Born to Run, but if there was a person who was born to run, it was indeed Greta Waitz. Now, after Waitz retired from competition, she still stayed very busy. She ran and organized corporate races in which she aimed to give advice and information on distance running and health. She also did a lot of charity work, particularly for CARE International and the International Special Olympics. She ran the 1992 New York City Marathon with New York Road Running president and friend Fred LeBeau. Then LeBeau was in remission from cancer, and the two of them finished together in 5 hours, 32 minutes, and 34 seconds. In 1998, Waitz became the chair of the NYRR, New York Road Running Foundation, which has evolved into Rising New York Road Runners, which is their free youth fitness platform that now serves nearly 250,000 kids in New York City and nationwide. And she always was involved. She wasn't just a figurehead, and especially with kids. She attended practices and ran with the kids when she could. She cheered at their races when she was in New York City. When she wasn't, when she was at home in Norway, she wrote letters for the kids. She did everything that she could to help them and be involved. Now, in June in 2005, it was publicly known that she was undergoing treatment for cancer. In November 2008, Waitz was appointed a knight first class of the Royal Norwegian Order of St. Olaf, bestowed by King Harald V of Norway at a ceremony in Oslo. She was only the third sportsperson ever to receive this prestigious award. Waitz died of cancer April 19th in 2011, age 57. She was first diagnosed in 2005, but the specific type of cancer was never disclosed to the public. Waitz was survived by her husband Jack and brothers Jan and Arild. The Norwegian government later announced she was to be buried with government honor at state expense, the sixth woman in Norwegian history to be given this honor. Several months later, after her death, NYRR, the New York Road Running Club, dedicated the New York City Marathon to her memory. Her husband Jack ran that race. He battled injuries during the summer, but he was determined to honor his late wife with his best effort, and he did that too. He crossed the finish line in just under 4 hours, keeping her spirit alive. And what a moment that must have been. Greta Waitz was a remarkable runner. Yes, she was born with talent, but she worked so hard to be the best that she could. All of her waking moments was to be a runner. That's all she wanted to be, was to run. That's all she wanted to do. That's all she wanted to be. That was her lifelong dream, and she fulfilled it. And her hard work and her determination and her love for the sport is one of the reasons why I started running. And she's one of the reasons why I want to keep going and why I never want to stop running, because her passion and her determination, that's why I love running so much. Runners have that determination and that passion, and that is what keeps me going. Even when I can't run, I look forward to getting back on the road and knowing that I can. That means everything to me, and that's why I wanted to do the show for her. Now, I want to talk about a little bit about how my running is coming along. I did work over the weekend, so I didn't get quite as much running in as I do on my non-working weekends, but I do manage to get some in anyway. Even if I'm working on the weekends, that doesn't mean I'm not running. I got a couple good runs in on my days off and the weekday. And I also was able to run home from work on Saturday. I love daylight savings time. I love daylight savings time. I really do. I know a lot of people complain about it, but I really like it because it gives us more light at the end of the day. At 5 o'clock, it's not dark. So I really like it on the weekends that I work because I take my fast pack with me when I change out of my scrubs. If you don't know, I work at urgent care, so my hours are kind of weird. My work hours are wonky, and I wear scrubs to work. So when I run home, I bring my running clothes, bring my shorts and my running top, and I change and I put my scrubs in my fast pack and I run home. Now, the regular way home is like 2.5 miles, so that's not long enough. So there's a longer way. If I go around the long way, it's about 4.5 miles. I didn't go the whole way because I'm not used to wearing the fast pack and it gets a little heavy, but I did go about 3.5 miles. So that was pretty good. And it was beautiful out. It was gorgeous weather. It was about 60, 63, something like that. A little windy, but it was perfect weather. And it felt really good to actually be out there and be out there running. That was really nice. And I went through Fisherman's Wharf and there were a lot of tourists out there, which is really, really good for San Francisco. So that made me quite happy. We need to have the tourists back. So that was nice to see them out and about. And like I said, it was beautiful weather. It was just a really nice weekend and a nice Saturday. And now this next weekend I'm off. So I had planned my last weekend off. I had planned to go to the Headlands to walk on the trail where I fell, and I wasn't ready for it. I really wasn't ready for it, but I feel like I'm ready now. So this upcoming Saturday, I'm going to go to the trail. I'm going to walk on the trail. I'm probably going to sit on the spot where I fell and just make peace with it and just have a little moment where say, okay, I'm here. I'm not falling. I'm going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And then I can move into the future. Because I need to do that. But I wasn't ready a couple weeks ago, but I think I'm going to be ready this next Saturday. So I'll probably make a little video about it. I plan to make more videos as well. I did make a short video. It's on my YouTube channel. It's Martha Runs the World, Martha Hughes. And I'll put a link on that in the website, martharunstheworld.com, when this episode is out. I think I forgot to put one last week. So I always forget these things. Not the best with social media. I'm getting better. I am getting better at it. So just have a little patience with me and bear with me and it will come together. It's just only taken me 5 years, right? Anyway, so things are coming along and they're getting better and my running is taking getting a little better. My physical therapy is coming along. So everything is coming together slowly and surely. There's no hurry with this stuff anyway. I believe. I don't think there's any hurry. I think my problem last year was I hurried too much and tried to do too much too soon, and that caught up with me. Can't do that. Just can't hurry anything. All right, so that is this week's show, and I hope you enjoyed it. And maybe it's a little shorter than you're used to, but that's okay. It'll get to normal length next week. All right, so that is this week, and thank you so much for joining me. Everything will be on the website, martharunstheworld.com. And if you want to email me, it's martharunstheworld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.